Great stuff. Great stuff. Let's pray. Almighty God, what an amazing thing that we could come and proclaim that you are holy, 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 merciful, and mighty. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Lord, it's so good that you invite us into your fellowship. It's so good that you make us your fellow laborers, Jesus, to take the good news of your grace and of your kindness, of your mercy, of your redemption, of your recreation of us back to bearing the full image of God as you designed us to be. What an amazing thing. And as we just think about that in a particular way, as we strike out by the leading of your Spirit in this new direction, and as we just contemplate that and commission this in the next few minutes, Holy Spirit, just blow through this place. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, it is an exciting day. For some of us, a bit more exciting than others. You know, I've been praying and thinking about this third site since the day after Scott and Heidi said that they would be site pastors for the second site, which is more than 6 years ago. I started working on site number three. So it's been a long journey of prayer and figuring things out and going on. And it is an exciting day for the commissioning of our third site of the Church of Christ in Grand Prairie. But now we need to switch the names. It's been third sight for many years, many months, many hours. But now we need to switch the name to the name of this third sight, which is, are you ready? East Side. Okay? East Side. So I'm just going to get this down just so we practice it. We're all going to say on the count of three, we're all going to say it together. East Side. If you don't get it, you don't quite understand, look at your kid's flag. It's written on there, okay? It'll help you out. One, two, three, East Side. All right, East Side. You know, what a great opportunity for that growing part of this city, of this town. You know, my son and daughter, Sarah, they just bought a house over there on the East Side. And it's just an expanding zone. There's subdivisions popping up there that I'd never even heard of. You know, I'm driving trying to find this house that they were going to buy. And what's all these subdivisions? It's a marvelous thing. But here's something that's really cool. This church, the Church of Christ, you know where it began? Hillside. Hillside. We are going back home. That's what's going on there. We are going back home. Kind of going full circle, you know. Just a great thing. But you know what's interesting? Whenever, you know, not every single time, but I would say the majority. When I tell folks that the name of this, they've decided upon East Side, especially if it's a guy, he'll sort of take on this East Side, you know, kind of like the hood, you know. Maybe you'll do a gang sign or something, you know. I'm not kidding you, you know. Just an amazing thing, and I'm trying to figure out what is it in our culture that when you hear East Side, it's kind of like the hood, you know. Like, you got to be a pretty tough guy to head out around there, you know. I'd be kind of scared to go around there. Like, well, what's the deal, you know? And so I did extensive research. I jumped on the Google machine and read the first article. But really, I'd read a few of them, and it was kind of an interesting thing. Do you know where that kind of feeling for East Side comes from? Here's how it comes. It arose during the Industrial Revolution in Europe. And in the Northern Hemisphere, the majority winds are westerly winds. They come from the west, and they blow towards the east. And so when the Industrial Revolution happened and they built all the factories and the smokestacks and got sewers going, all those things, the west wind would come up and all the factory owners and all the rich people, back in England we call them puffs. All the puffs would buy land and build their houses on the west side of town. Whereas working class lads like me, we were on the east side of town, where we'd received the blessings of the west winds and everything they brought with them. And so, you know, the working class people and maybe some of the poorer people and maybe even some of the very poor people would kind of go to the east side of town, and it was just a little bit rougher. You know, when I found that out, I thought, this is perfect. This is perfect. Because you see, east side is all about connecting with people who are poor in spirit. You know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, right there in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who've got some spiritual need, who sometimes, somehow, inside their heart, there's some kind of a recognition that God can maybe make a difference. And this outreach, this evangelism, this sharing the good news is the whole focus of this Eastside Church. People who don't know Jesus yet. People who haven't had their hearts filled with the love of God and the grace of God and the mercy of God. People who haven't yet understood that there's an eternal purpose for every single person's life that God himself has ordained that will last for all eternity. And that God is calling these very people who are poor in spirit to come and to be that his disciple, his apprentice, to learn what it is to be a daughter and a son of God in all of its glory. I love it. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And then it all happened because of the wind, because of these westerly winds that would bring something. Could there be anything more perfect? You see, this whole endeavor is the result of the Holy Spirit. And what is the dominant image of the Holy Spirit of God in Scripture? It's the wind. It's the wind. Think about the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they, that's all the disciples and a bunch of others, but we're all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven, and he filled the whole house where they were sitting, and they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And when you get into the language behind the spirit and the wind, you know what? It's pneuma, like pneumatic drill, right? For those of us in the trade, pneumatic drill. And so pneuma is the wind, is the spirit. The spirit. Well, the wind of the spirit has blown us to the east side. And the wind of the spirit will carry these folks to bring the good news and make disciples, make apprentices of Jesus all over that side of town and all over this world. So when I hear the name Eastside, what do I hear? I hear our call to be driven and empowered by the Holy Spirit, to seek out those and find those who are poor in spirit, and to share with them the good news of God's loving grace, to share with them the good news of Jesus, and then to fulfill God's ultimate plan, and by the power of the Spirit, to help those folks become the image of Christ, become apprentices, disciples of the Lord. That's why we're doing this. That's God's calling upon our lives. That's God's calling upon this church. That's God's calling upon these folks. And it is that calling that we are going to celebrate and commission this day. So what's going to happen now is this. First, the core team. There's a few more of them have already sort of collected around. They weren't supposed to yet, but they just started coming, couldn't keep them away. But we're going to introduce you to the core team. They're going to say who they are and what their ministry is. Then the elders are going to come and they're going to pray, and we're going to join the elders in that prayer. And then we're going to have a responsive reading, which I will lead us in, okay? That's kind of how things are going to unfold as we go on from here, okay? So let me just get over here. So Jason, do you want to get your crew going there?
It's on. Is this thing on? This is a very, very special day for us. It's some of you have been participating in the fast for Easter, and it's called the Bright Sadness, and this is a day that is bright for us, and it's also a sad day as well, because this day... For Christina and I, this has been our home for 20 years. And so this location, and so moving back to the east side is where I grew up, east side, right? So it's very exciting. I'll be site pastoring there, and I just want to let you know that for everybody here, our call for this team is, number one, is evangelism for all of us and discipleship. So reaching out, bringing people into the kingdom and building them up and setting them on fire by the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Christina.
I'm Christina, and I'm on the kitchen team.
Stay standing.
I'm Paula. I am part of the setup team and welcoming team.
I'm Manjeet, and I am
setup
and welcome team.
I am loved by God. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. I will be putting such words of life and truth on the screen. Sorry, I'm Brianna, by the way, for those of you who don't know me. And media shout, and I will also be doing setup and takedown.
Oh. Sorry. I'm Tristan, and I'm on the setup team, and I'm on the worship team.
I'm Kate, and I'm also on the worship team and the setup team.
Brian, East Side greeter.
I'm Allison, and I will be leading table discussions and communion meditations.
I'm Steve, and I'll be leading table discussions and communion meditations as well.
I am Lance, and I will be an usher, and I will be apprenticing at the table discussion leader.
And I'm Melissa, and I will be on the kitchen team and dabbling in the music as well.
Okay, if you folks could just kind of step forward and if the elders could come, and we're going to take some time for the elders to pray for these folks. John, do you want to take it? Go to the far end there, or wherever you want to go, whoever's.
All right. Test, test. There we go. Well, Father, we just thank you so much for this very significant time. And I'm reminded, Lord, of when you sent out in the New Testament the apostles and prophets and missionaries and missions out into the world. I'm reminded of that today as we set these people aside for your honor and your glory and your praise and your work. And I know they're excited and we're excited. So, Father, we hold up Lance and Melissa to you right now and ask for your blessing and anointing on them. Father, as they learn the things of God in a deeper way, and as they begin to move in these things that you have for them, these plans and these purposes, we ask your blessing on them and their home and their relationship and the work that they do for your glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you so much for Allison and Steve and for all of the gifts that you have entrusted them. And we ask that you would go before them as they start this exciting new ministry, that you would give them wisdom and guidance as they engage others in the message of the gospel. And we ask that you would keep them safe and protect them as a couple as well. And we pray these things in your name.
Our Father, we thank you for this great day. Pray for your servants, Brian and Sandy Scarth. And Luke 10, verse 2 says, the harvest is large and plentiful, and the workers are few. But he says, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, and send out workers into his field. And I believe that this is what's happening today. So we ask that you give these people the love and the passion through your Holy Spirit to go forth. Holy Spirit, equip, give strength, give courage to Brian and Sandy. God, you sent your Son for all the lost sheep, bringing the good news to the poor, and it's the mandate of the faithful who put your trust in you. And we are standing here today, and that's what's happening. Lord, there's hearts that need to be stirred. Revival needs to happen in the city. That's my opinion. Pray for the love and fellowship and the unity as the meals will be enjoyed at the tables. There will be praising God with music and song and preaching of your word. And that is what the new site intends to be built on. Bless all who come. And Acts 2, the end, verse 47. Way back then, the Lord said, and they added daily the number of those who were saved. We pray for your blessings upon these people and this move to the east side.
Heavenly Father, I want to lift up specifically to Tristan and Kate as they go forward in the strength of the Holy Spirit in a new direction for us and with us. We pray that this whole group remains unified with each other, unified with us, and effective. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we continue our praises to you as we think of Val and Bree, and we think of the great blessing these people have been to our community. We thank you for the efforts of these, and we especially ask that you be with Val as she is baptized in a couple of weeks. And we think of Bree and her long life with you and her skills at the technical end of things. And we would ask that you give them your blessing as they fulfill their different roles. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Lord Jesus, I think of Manjeet and Paula. We lift them up to you in prayer and thanksgiving and praise. We pray through your spirit that their work of love and care, their passion for you will spread to others, that their love in this church as part of this worshiping community, this witnessing community, will be powerful and peacemaking and strong. Holy Spirit, through your power and your love, weld them into this team without seam. With joy, we pray.
Father, we lift before you Jason and Christina, our children in the faith, beloved ones of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would anoint Jason with the double measure of your portion as he leads this site, as he pours love and grace and truth into his core team, the prayer team, people who come. Lord, keep his heart soft towards you and towards people. Continue, Father, to allow him the courage that he has to do things that he's never done before, to step into areas he's never done before. Lord, continue to make his heart large. I'm so glad, Father, that some of us took little areas of the town in Highland Park. But these guys lay claim to half the city, the east side. We thank you for that vision. Father, we thank you for Christina, for the beauty and generosity of her heart, the gentleness of her spirit towards other people, her great gifts in hospitality, her ability to make friends and listen well. Father, I pray that you would carry her along by the wind of your spirit, strengthening her more each day. Father, I pray for this couple and their marriage. Lord, it can be hard. It can be hard leading a site. I just pray, Father, that you would protect them from any attacks of the enemy and that you would hold them together forever. I pray, God, that in the midst of the blood and the sweat and the tears of this hard work, that this whole team would also know what it is to be filled with your joy, the joy of the Lord. And we thank you that you hear these prayers and that you will answer. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. And now we're going to put up on the screen. So I'm going to read the little words, and your words are going to be the same with each screen. Sisters and brothers, we lift you up before the face of the Lord. And I really would invite you to say this in full voice, not some mealy-mouthed pansy. Sisters and brothers. Okay, let's bless these folks. Let's stand together. Surround them. Just where you are, let's just stand. Eastside Church, we, your brothers and sisters, commission you to proclaim good news to the poor. Sisters and brothers, we lift you up before the face of the Lord to recover sight to the blind. Sisters and brothers, we lift you up before the face of the Lord to set the oppressed free. Sisters and brothers, we lift you up before the face of the Lord to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Sisters and brothers, we lift you up before the face of the Lord to make disciples of all the nations. Sisters and brothers, we lift you up before the face of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Take me into Hello, I'm Scott Pence. I'm the site pastor at Mission Heights. And whenever the church body is gathering together, I gravitate towards talking about family. And for me, that is incredibly high praise because my experience of family has been almost universally positive my entire life. I grew up in a small town, Bethel, Ohio, that's kind of on the edge of Appalachia down in the States. Grew up on a small acreage in a rural area, but I grew up with a family, two fantastic people, great, great people are my mom and dad, and I have a wonderful younger sister as well. And I grew up in this house, and it was just a one-story house, no basement, no second floor, whatever, just one-story flat house, but it was my home. And it was my home from the time I was 4 until I was 18. And even when I would come back from college or whatnot, it still just felt like home to me. I mean, I was in the same room all those years growing up. I put Kool-Aid stains on carpets in multiple rooms in that house. I marked up walls in that house using vinyl records as frisbees. Didn't go over well with my mom, but it was my house. It was home to me, and even after I left and my mom and dad had changed things up a little bit, it still was my home. It still felt like home. After my dad retired, my mom and dad sold the house and moved halfway across the country to Colorado, And they moved into a different place. And the first time that Heidi and my kids and I went to visit there in Colorado, I walked into the house, and it could not have been more different from the home that I grew up in. I mean, I walked in and immediately saw stairs. It wasn't one floor. It had an upstairs, and it had a basement. It was not in a rural area. It was in suburbia. The floor plan was completely different. The yard was so much smaller than the house that I grew up in. And all of that made it very remarkable to me that somehow I walked in and it felt like home. It felt like home. And the only explanation that I have is that it was lived in by people that I love and the people who have loved me longer than anyone else on earth. I have a similar sort of affection for the church. I can walk into church, no matter how close or far away from where I live, and I can feel at home. I've walked into a church in Mexico where I didn't understand the language, but I sure recognize the spirit. I walked into a crowded church in Victoria a few years ago, and almost immediately I felt like I was home. I even got a hug from the senior woman who was greeting at the door, which I eat stuff like that up. So I just felt right at home. And this past summer, we walked into a church. We were on vacation and walked into a church that where my family of 5 increased the attendance by 25% on that Sunday morning. But it felt like family to me. And every single one of those places, the moment that sealed it for me was communion. There's so much symbolism in communion, and we talk about it every week here in this church. We're a church of Christ. But part of the symbolism is that it is family. It establishes that we are brothers and sisters. It establishes that we are related, and it establishes how we are related. Communion is where we get to proclaim that we are a part of one another because we're part of the family for the same reason, in the same way. Every one of us taking the bread and drinking the cup is adopted into this one family with whom we have unity by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 4 puts it this way, the Apostle Paul writing, he says, "Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father who is over all and through all and in all." And so today we celebrate and we commission and we bless the expansion of our church family into a new location and the opportunities for the father to add children to this family are so exciting. But we just don't send off our brothers and sisters never to be seen again. You guys aren't getting off that easy. No, we're family. We are a part of one another. And so may it be that when we walk in to any of these locations, that we recognize the Spirit of God and the expression of family that is the Grand Prairie Church of Christ. May it be that because we have one Father and one Spirit and one hope and one faith and one love, may it be that we know that we're home. It's a home established in the love of Jesus the Messiah, our Savior, who gave his body for us and who poured out his blood. To make us family. Family with him. We have a God who welcomes us into the family and who welcomes all who would come to Christ. And because of the foundation of Christ and his death and his resurrection, we are welcomed home. Now, a couple of logistics here. We're celebrating communion a little bit differently. And so here's what we're going to do. Okay? We're going to come, if unless you're on the front row, we're going to come down the center aisle. And we'll probably make lines of two, kind of like when you're at the bank or whatnot, but just kind of lines of two. So wait at the center aisle, and then when the next one opens up on your side, then step there so that you're right behind the next person. And here's what's going to happen. We're going to serve one another because we're family, okay? And so when it's your turn to serve, I want you to pick up the tray of bread and offer it to the person across the table from you. And we want to speak to one another. And so what I want you to say is the body of Christ for you. Can you say that with me? The body of Christ for you. Okay? And then when we set that down, we'll pick up the tray of cups and offer it to the person across the table from you and say the blood of Christ for you. Say it with me. The blood of Christ for you. Okay? Now, the people on the front row who are offering first, so you get double duty. Okay? So if you're the first one to offer, I want you to offer and then to receive from the person that you offered to. And then just for the very first people, I want you to offer to the next group of people, and then you can go be seated. So that for everybody else, you receive first, and then you offer as you have received to one another, and then you can go. And so go as you return to your seats, go down the side aisles, because we're going to come up the center, right? You guys are smart, so you'll figure this out. One last thing. There are noisemakers on these tables, and they are for our kids for the final send-off for the morning. And so parents, if you would grab noisemakers for your children, but just kind of hold on to them until...